Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, hello one and hello all to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Tom Harris and across from me is Elizabeth Best.
Hello.
We're going to dive into our little board game here. Well, it's more of a card game called My Ex. It's not a lazy attempt for us to come up with openers. What are
no,
you talking about?
What do you mean?
About? Shut up.
Had 4 years of coming up with actual things. You can take this one and run with it.
That's right. We've done our hard work. Elizabeth, a question from you from the cards.
Ooh.
The last time my ex tried to contact me or I tried to contact them.
Never happened. Anyway, the first part. Yeah. So it's funny, if we're talking about the actual last time, I think I got butt-dialed by my ex. So
now, quite yeah. Okay.
Well, I think, right? So I got a couple of phone calls that just left no messages, but I thought it was quite amusing because I have actually changed one particular ex's name to Not Today Satan.
So when Not Today Satan phones.
I pick up my phone and it says Not Today Satan and I'm like, nope, okay. But then after that I got a text message that said, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Did he? We'll never know. But then he's like, I do miss talking to you though. And I was like, I don't care. Because this was the one that was horrible to me. Like, awful, horrible, yeah, horrible.
That's no good.
Worst thing that ever happened to me.
Is the butt dial still a thing in 2023 with the smartphones?
Well, I don't think it's a butt dial anymore. I think it's a fumbled fingers or like when you're holding your phone going into somewhere, your fingers accidentally
and
hit a bunch of keys.
And he's found your number a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm suspicious.
And then there was the other time that it's happened is that I had an ex contact me when I first announced that I was starting this podcast.
Oh,
and he was like, I've seen that you're starting this Ghosts of Boyfriends Past podcasting online. I said, oh, you noticed that, did you? Did you want me to not talk about you, did you? This is an ex I haven't ever spoken about and I'm not sure I will.
Secret exes.
And he's like, no, if you would like to talk about us, you can. I'm part of your history. And I was like, that's very mature of you. Thank you so much. And then we had a long, inappropriate conversation because he's married. And I was like, you should be saying these things to me. Goodbye.
Very good. Very
I'll
good.
Expound upon that one day, but not today, my friend.
I like the nervous ex finding out the podcast topic.
If he still listens, I'm going to be sitting here being like, oh, shit.
Oh, dear. I like it.
I'm sorry, unnamed person who I shall never talk about.
So you have contact with an ex, readers at home. How have your last communications with an ex-partner gone? Good, bad, ugly? Let us know.
I want to know. Did you contact them? Yeah. What did you say? Did they contact you? What did you say? If you haven't seen them in ages, what would you say if you saw them or they tried to contact you?
And please be honest, because we all know it didn't go as perfectly as you thought it would. When you reached out to your ex, you're like, this is going to be sunshine and gold and roses and love. Nope.
Yeah, no. I even had a friend that I was talking to this week who said that they ran into an ex of theirs and they thought that they were completely over it but had a panic attack 5 minutes later even though they didn't even notice that they were there in the first place. Like, you don't know how it's going to go down until it goes down.
Yeah, so send in your thoughts, concerns, stories, questions to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com.
Today's a main episode.
Yes, we've done it. Can you believe it?
We've done it again. We've got a guest in. Now, today's guest is a Brisbane radio producer. Her name is Brooke Seychelle.
Yes.
Welcome, Brooke.
Come on down.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I'm a longtime fan of the show. Oh,
I'm so excited by that.
Flattery gets you nowhere on this podcast. It's your story and you'll live and die by it. No, thank you so much for the
flattery
kind
gets
words.
You everywhere. Everywhere.
That's what I want to hear.
I'm trying to be authoritative over here, Liz. You keep undermining me. Oh, dear. Now, we do have some funny little rules on this show that we have to sort of breach for the audience.
Yeah.
Because Brooke is on as a guest to tell a story about dating, love, romance, etc. gone by. And that'll probably include someone else.
Yep.
So the first rule is, if you piece together who Brooke is and who she's talking about today, no doxing of information, no sharing of mobile phone numbers, email addresses, Tinder accounts.
That's not what we're here for. We're here to learn lessons. We're not here to make people villains. No, we are here to make people villains. But we're not here to attack them afterwards.
That's right.
So that comes down to our next rule, which is no threats on mic. Off mic, totally fine. And look, the rule that normally we kick off with that I should probably have said is that, have you got an alias for anyone you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's an important rule, but it's also a fun rule. You get to come up with a little secret agent aliases
now,
for people.
Now, a little bit of advice is that if you have come up with a name that has a similar starting sound or letter to the name that you have, that the person actually is, I would advise against using it, because every time that has happened, we've had lots of fuck-ups, and it was me.
So speaking from experience, so yes, if you dated an Oliver, don't change it, their name to Olive, you know,
like,
it won't help.
So I'm like, I dare you to think of another boy's name right now starting with O.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Yep,
I wandered down, I bravely walked down that path and found myself lost. So yes, we have a guest, we have some rules. I don't know if I want to keep talking.
Brooke, have you, before we start your story, have you ever had an ex try and contact you?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh.
Tell
us. I have. One of my exes, I broke up with him and he continued to contact me.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Long term continued. He was like, we're still friends. We'll just keep going. And I'm like, mate, we need space.
Yes.
Like, you need to leave me alone. So that is a story for another day.
And we will pick you up on that. Absolutely. But for the story that we have today, situate us. When are we? Mm. What are we? What's the go today?
Okay. So I figured for my first one, I would go back to high school stories are always really fun.
Yes so they are.
They're always fun. So I figured I'd take us back to my high school relationship that's been, I like to call it the 7-year itch, because I dated this guy in high school and it took me, we broke up in high school, and I didn't have sex with him until 7 years later.
What? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That's a saga.
Yeah. It's a saga. It's fun. And
great.
It's fine. He
great.
And I are friends. We're all good. But yes. So we'll go back to when I was in year 10.
Yep.
And this guy's name is Craig. He chose his own alias. I wanted to put that out there. He really asked for this name.
Okay, nice. I like it when someone's actually getting involved on the story.
I let him have some creative input. Perfect. Not a lot, because he's not a producer.
No, that's right.
So we went to the same high school. We didn't meet until we were in grade 10. I met him when he broke his leg in like PE class. What happened was, we were doing netball warm-ups. I went to throw the ball to him and he tripped over someone else and broke his leg. And that's how I met him.
So you broke his leg.
Yep, I did.
That's what right. I'm hearing,
so. Pretty much. He fell over someone else.
He fell for you.
Oh, how sweet. Well, we didn't talk until a year or so later. But what happened was, I was in a group of friends and they were all boys. It was like a group of literally 30 guys and me and my best friend, who I will call Jade. She gets her own pseudonym as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like in this big group. We were those like pick me girls back then, and I look back and it's so embarrassing.
Weren't we all at some point?
Yes,
surely.
We were.
So you were a pick me girl at one point, Tom, weren't you?
I went
you?
Quiet. What is a pick me girl? Describe that for me and the audience, please.
So look, it started from Meredith on Grey's Anatomy, right, where she's just basically begging a guy to be with her. She's like, pick me, choose me, love me, like me.
Right, okay.
And then it became a whole like, I'm not like other girls.
Yes.
Yeah, you should pick me, I'm not like other girls.
Yeah, that's what
I'm a cool girl.
That's what we were, so I'll say that.
Yep.
Anyway, he was in a different group of friends, and then towards the end of year 11, our friendship groups kind of merged. So we just became like this one big super group of nerds. We were nerds back then. So I started to get to know him towards the end of year 11. And he had never really interacted with another girl before, despite the fact that he'd gone to a co-ed school his entire life. So over time, his best friend, who I'm going to call Dan was like, you should start to get to know Craig. Like, he's never had a girlfriend before. I think you two would really hit it off. And I was like, oh, he's kind of a loser, don't you think? Sorry. So, but over time I did actually get to know him. We did end up liking each other. And then there was this big sleepover that we all had at my friend's at Dan's house about a week before year 12 started.
Fun stuff happens at sleepovers when you're that age.
I know. I know. Anyway, I waited the whole sleepover for Craig to ask me out. I was like, come on, like I'm dropping hints. Like he knew, he wasn't that stupid.
Is this a scenario where everyone knows?
Everybody knows. Was waiting. Yeah. They were like, when are you going to do it? And he didn't do it. So anyway, right as I'm about to leave, I'm like, hey, Craig, can I like take you outside for a sec? I just want to like, let's just clear the air. And he's like, okay. And I was like, so do you have something you want to ask?
I like it. That's so nice. It's good.
I'm a feminist. The girls can ask the guys too. I was like, do you have something you want to ask me? He's like, yeah, like, will you go out with me? And I was like, yes. Oh, my God.
What a surprise.
Yay. So finally, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then we ended up dating. We dated for most of high school, for most of year 12. We went to the formal together. We did, I mean, it was a while ago now, so I don't even remember what else happened in year 12. We never had sex, though, and that's where, like, the whole thing comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him about, I don't know, 2 months into our relationship, I was like, so everyone else is doing it. When should we? And he was like, oh, yeah, we will. And he just never really got round to it. Back in high school, he was very athletic, very, like, he'd lost a lot of weight from his, like, you know, primary school days. Yeah, so he was very into sport. And so he was just always busy with that. So he never really had time for me. And I think that's where our relationship fell apart.
So here's the thing. I have never known a teenage boy who never really got around to the having sex part.
Yeah, wow.
In that, like, when you're in a relationship, like, if you're not in a relationship, I get it. But, like, wow, okay.
I was keen. I was like, so when are we, like, when are you down?
He's like, doing it.
He's like, I'm down. Like, I'll just, you know, next time. And it just never happened. So anyway, we broke up. He dumped me via a phone call on a Wednesday night. It was my best friend's birthday. And I was so angry, more angry than sad, because I was like, really, the audacity of you to do that, that I had the next day off school. I was like, nope, I'm so mad at you.
Yeah.
And
I can't believe you remember that it was a Wednesday night. That's my favorite part of this, is that you were so incensed.
I was so angry. I remember the date and everything. I think it's because it was my friend's birthday.
And to this poor chap's defense, he had no idea it was your best friend's birthday. I'm pretty certain.
Did he?
I'm pretty
Did he
certain
know?
He would have not.
He probably didn't. To be fair,
you're okay.
Hey, fine. Go after him. So he's just walking into a minefield of anger. Yeah. Okay.
How long had you been dating at the time that he dumped you via phone call?
I think we were together 8 or 9 months. So, like, not long.
In a high school relationship, that's pretty long.
Yeah, that is a long time for a high school relationship. Yes. Since then, I've had relationships that have gone for longer. But, yeah, that's a long time.
8 months in high school is, like, that's like, at least a couple of years.
Yeah. Like, yep. And you're so many different people in that time.
Exactly.
You change so much. So he dumped me via the phone, and then I had the next day off. He had the next day off because he was sick. And
He was sick,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we called the next day and talked out all our problems. So I got closure. Like, you know, some people are like, I never got closure and I never understood. I got closure the next day and it still sucked.
Yeah.
Like,
closure is all well and good to say I needed closure, but even closure sucks. Like, it's hard to hear that someone doesn't want to be with you, even if they do give you a reason. Like,
yeah.
It just sucks.
It did. And I was like, oh, okay, so this hurts. And then I went to school the next day, told all of our friends that, oh, my God, Craig dumped me over a phone call. And they were all like, that dog. Anyway, it's hard.
Can I pause you there?
Yeah, go
for it. It's such a shame, but look, most people would kill for a phone call dump, like, nowadays. Like, in 2023, we're like, a phone call? What a gentleman.
Okay. I have to come clean here for a sec, because I have since then ended a relationship via a phone call.
It's better than a text.
Yeah, it's better than the text.
I have done
or
it.
Or messenger
pigeon. In Craig's defense, I'm just as guilty. Yeah. And that relationship that I ended on the phone was longer. But, you know, that's just, as I said, story for a different day. So anyway, this is where the story gets a little bit murky. We stayed in the same friendship group and kept all the same friends. So his best friend, Dan, had also become one of my closest friends, is still one of my best friends to this day and is still one of his best friends to this day. And Dan said, he's like, I refuse to take sides. I'm going to stay friends with both of you. And I applaud him for that. Most people were like, you're going to have to pick. And no, even to this day, he's still friends with both of us. I ended up running off with my other best male friend, mm-hmm. who I later lost my virginity to.
Okay.
That became a really big drama, like the talk of the school. I was slut shamed and made to look like a homewrecker and all this drama, but I was 17, like, you know.
A homewrecker.
Yeah, he ended another relationship to be with me.
Yes, those teenage homes. And they're famed for their
I know.
For their ability to be wrecked.
It's so dramatic. It is. Back then, back in 2015.
Wish I had a home to wreck. I'm so poor.
So that we hated each other after that. He was like, I can't believe you've done that. We just didn't speak. Went our separate ways. He ended up, like, just because it's Brisbane, everyone's incestuous here. He ended up dating another one of my friends for a long time.
Especially when you're in the same friendship group. Like, I found that in high school, by the end of year 12, there was a lot of people who had either dated or hooked up with a lot of other people in our exact same circle.
Because when you're 17, that's the oldest
your
you've ever been.
Your world's not very big.
Yeah, and your world is, it's the oldest you've ever been. So you're like, I'm an adult now. I'm in 12th grade. I think you'll find that mm-hmm. I've got it all put together. Mm-hmm. And your world is tiny. Your world is tiny.
Yeah.
You're the king of this tiny, tiny, tiny world. Yep. So yes, it happens. I think it's just accepted by everyone.
Yeah. So it's a small world, and I look back and I'm like, oh God, couldn't we just find other people?
I know. Can you imagine doing that now? Everyone would be like horrified that you'd broken boy code, girl code, friend code by dating everybody and hooking up with everyone's ex.
Yeah, it's really gross, to be honest.
In the straight community, I know a lot of friends of mine in the gay community are all very friends and hook up with and stay friends, and it's all happy.
It's a different community there.
Yeah.
My friends are all way too vanilla, I'll admit it. So we ended up going our separate ways. We hated each other. As I said, he dated one of my other close friends, and that was really, really weird. It made me very angry. And then I think it was New Year's Eve of like 2019 that we were at the same party, and we ended up just like chatting, reconnecting, being like, oh, wow, we're like good friends again. So we ended up forming a really great friendship, and for so long I prided myself on having this really healthy relationship with my ex-boyfriend. All my other exes have, like, those relationships have gone to hell. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I've got one where we get along. How good. And we would, like, whenever we'd hang out, we'd just, like, at parties, we would just drift towards each other. Like, we'd hang out with Dan, our best friend, and everything was totally fine and normal.
Sorry, Brooke, how far down the line are we now from 2019? Is this so years have gone by? Years have gone by?
2019 was 4 years later.
Okay.
Four years later. Cool. So, and then, as I said, over that time we had like COVID. I like got a new job, met someone else, started dating them. It was a serious long-term relationship. He moved to South Australia. He still lives there now. He comes up here quite often to see his friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll now fast forward to, oh my gosh, what year was it? 2022, last year. So same as like every other time he'd come up, we were all hanging out at parties, just like drinking. I'd gotten out of my relationship with my long-term boyfriend about 2 months earlier, mm-hmm. and he had ended a relationship with his, I don't know, girlfriend, fling, whatever, about 4 months earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of like, oh, well, we're both single, we're flirting. I was like, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, it just, I love flirting. It's just really fun to do.
Mm-hmm,
I'm correct. A flirty person. The party we were at with my friend Dan, it was at my friend Dan's house. He
Is this was the sleepover also at your friend Dan's house?
Yeah. Dan's just like the ultimate wingman.
Everything goes down at Dan's house.
Yes. Dan's just the ultimate wingman. He really is. So we had this party, and this is where you guys are probably going to judge me. It's called the case race, where you all have to like drink a case of beer. Yep. Over, like, whoever finishes the case first is the winner.
I would be paralytic. I cannot drink that much alcohol.
Yeah, I didn't. I was helping Craig here. I was like, oh, Craig, like, you're not going to finish all of your alcohol, so I'll just have yours. Because if I drank a case of beer, I'm 5'2". I would die.
Yeah, I am also 5'2", and I would also die. Yeah. Like, you would need to pump my stomach. There would be ambulances called. It would not be fun.
It was so grim. So we're all drunk at this party, and then we started to get a little bit flirty, and then we decided to watch Love Actually because it was towards Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone goes upstairs. We're all watching Love Actually. And I don't know how this happened, but I found myself either lying on his chest or lying next to him.
Oh, my God. I don't know how it happened.
It's just an occurrence.
I just fell and then my head was smashing into each other at random.
How did that happen? I don't even know.
Science will never understand.
It's just weird how these things work out, right? So, and I mean, once again, maybe this is my own head being in denial. I was like, nah, this is fine. This is what friends do. This is what exes do. Justify. No drama, am I right? So
me and my friends, we just kiss all the time. Yeah, we just kiss. Hey, kiss? You guys want to kiss? Make out? Yeah.
I bury my head in all my friends' chests all the time.
It's just like really platonic, right? I said that later to my other mates. I was like, I would have done it with any of you. They were like, no, you wouldn't have. Anyway, the movie ends and I was like, okay, I'm going home. And just like a little disclaimer, I do not encourage drunk driving, but I was like, I can drive myself home.
No, Brooke.
To be fair, in my defense, I hadn't had a drink since like 6 p.m. It was now like midnight. So I think I was okay, but for the record, don't do it. I won't do it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will not do it again.
Drink responsibly.
Yes, please.
Don't sue us.
Yeah, please don't. So I was like, okay, I'm going home. Everyone else was like going to sleep. They were all like paralytic at this point. They've drunk like a shit ton of alcohol.
Yes.
Including Craig. And so Craig's like, oh, well, I need to get home too. I was like, oh, I'll drive you home. And that's just me being like, oh, well, it's on the way. It wasn't on the way. Yep. It was nowhere near on the way.
We're just friends. I'm just giving a friend a lift. What do you mean?
Yeah, I was like, I'm just giving you a lift home. So anyway, I remembered where his parents lived. So I drive him to his parents' house. And we're sitting in the driveway. And I was like, okay, well, like, it was so good to catch up with you. Like, haha, so funny. And he's like, yep. And he just wouldn't get out of the car. And I've had those moments.
Yep. You have those moments where you're like, okay, bye.
You can feel it, right? Hearing the story. Can you feel that emotion, that being in that place, that sort of nervous energy radiating between you?
I had a really great time. Yeah. Me too.
And you're talking about nothing, right?
Someone licks their lips.
Yeah.
Literally, we were talking about nothing.
And it's dark. Yeah, there's nothing going on. Yeah.
He's like, I'm just thinking about stuff. And I'm like, what are you thinking about? He's like, nothing. And I was like, well, clearly you're thinking about something because you won't get the fuck out of my car. he's like, oh, like it's nothing. And I was like, okay, so get out. And he's like, I really should have kissed you earlier. And I was like, yeah, you should have. And then that just like, there we go.
We're aware.
I ended up, and this is a signature move of mine. I ended up having sex with him in the back of my car.
Oh.
A signature
move.
That's quite a signature move.
Yeah. In front of his parents' house.
In front of his parents' house. Oh, no. Hang on. We moved away.
Yeah, come on.
We were like,
come
okay.
On. You're like, we better drive the car out of the parents' driveway.
Make it romantic.
Okay, good.
Phew. Yeah, we went to like random park, which is so romantic.
Yeah, man. Love it.
We ended up, getting it on in the back seat of my car. No stress. It's been cleaned since.
Hey, it's your car. Don't mind.
And so that happened. And because we'd been drinking a lot I'm so sorry, Craig, but the sex was really shit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I was like, okay, I waited 7 years for this because I was like, yeah. I wanted to see how this went.
Yeah.
And I waited 7 years and it sucked.
Honestly, like car sex is difficult.
It is. There's art to it.
It's tricky to actually get in a position that has any benefit for women.
And he's a really tall guy and I'm a very small girl. Logistically, it just doesn't really work.
No. So and then you're going to end up with random bruises the next day that you don't realize how you got.
Yeah.
Because your knee was in a cup holder.
Yeah, literally. There's always like the fear that someone's like going to come up and knock on the window. And I was like, oh, this is too much.
Same with sex anywhere around water, in a spa or a shower or a pool. It just never works.
It looks so sexy and then you try
so
it and everyone's
warm and slippery together and then you're trying
to bacteria that goes places when you're trying to have sex in water. Just don't do it, guys. It's not sexy. I mean, it is sexy, but it's not sexy.
So you have sex with this chap after 7 years.
Yep.
And it's not good. It's not great, the sex. But
so I was like, the next day, all of our friends were like, oh, like, what'd you guys get up to? You left together.
Yeah. But how sorry, post-sex, you just drive back to his parents' house and are like, bye.
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
Literally. I was like, okay, bye.
Get out of my fucking car now.
And he was like, yeah, bye. All right, no problem. And then
did he finger guns you on the way out? Like, it's like, cheers. Thanks, buddy.
You know what? He very well might have. That's actually quite on brand for Craig.
Pretty good move after this. All right.
Hey.
Good fun.
What do you want? A high five?
So
fist bump?
I was like, okay, we pull up to his parents' house again. And I was like, all right, out you go. He's like, yep, all right. The next day he goes and sees our friends and they're like, so what did you and Brooke get up to the night before? And he's like, oh, I just did something I should have done 7 years ago. I'm like, oh no, here we go. So anyway, I carry on about my life, you know, go back to work like a couple days later or whatever, get ready for Christmas, whatnot. And then he messages me and he's like, hey, do you want to talk about what happened? And I was like, yeah, we can talk about it. Like, I'm chill. I was a crazy girlfriend in high school, but I've mellowed out a lot since then. I think I've hopefully matured. So I was like, yeah, like it's no dramas. Like, it's funny what happened. We can laugh. Like, it's life is all about learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, yeah, cool. Like, no dramas with me either. And then I don't know why I suggested this. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the problem. I was like, hey, Craig, like, that was a really shit go. Like, and like, you know, we have so much history. Why don't we just give it another shot?
Roll the dice again.
Brilliant. That's not the problem. I'm sorry. I think that's a power move. That's like a we didn't quite get it. I really want to make sure we like, you know, really get this. Let's do it properly.
I thought you were just going to stop talking after telling him that the sex was bad. And then, yes, that's a bit of a problematic thing to do. But a re-roll of the dice, yeah, go for it.
Oh, here we go.
You've got Zane on the microphone. Brooke, you've done it now.
If no one else is going to call you out, I'm going to do it.
Oh, good.
When you said that, did you have the slightest inkling that he was interested in you?
Me?
Yeah. When you said, hey, look, it wasn't that great. Let's try again.
I don't know. Maybe. I think part of me was like, oh,
And you were not in that headspace. You just wanted to try the physical again.
Yeah, I was kind of like, let's go again. I mean, I know that we would never work in a relationship, so I'm
Look, now Zane's made me feel bad about being hell yes.
But if he's still got the stamp from a couple of nights before and hasn't washed off.
Hey, no, sex positive. If you want sex, ask for sex. But just like, did you know that he might be thinking this is more than what you were thinking? Or was it innocent, just like, hey, I was waiting for a while and it wasn't great. Do you want to have a chance to improve your score?
I think it was more like, yeah, like, can we? Well, for me, I was like, it was in the back of the car. I was drunk. Like, I want to make sure my performance is good. I deserve a good rating.
Yes.
So, like, 5-star Uber, you know?
Exactly. Can't deal with 4. 4 is a fail.
No. So I was like, okay, we'll just, I was like, it'll be fine. We'll go again. It'll be funny. And he was into it. So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think it was that deep. Like, okay. I was just like, what? Let's just bang again. So we did. And now we're coming to the end of our story. But before we do, here's a little horror. I was living with my parents at the time and he was staying with his parents at the time. And so we were like, let's go for round two. We didn't have a round two, like didn't know where to go for round two.
Yeah, like you can't go to someone's parent, whose parents' house are we going to defile? Mm. We can't do it in the car again.
No home ground advantage. Yeah,
oh, here we go. So I remember thinking to myself, I was like, my parents would be really upset if they found out that I was banging someone in a dangerous place. So I took him back to my parents' house.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I kind of really like that, Zane.
It's for them, really. Yeah. Mom and Dad, I'm doing this for you.
This is for your benefit. Yeah, so I'm not putting myself in danger.
It's just so grim. Like, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, it's so, so grim.
So you're trying to
please Mommy and Daddy by fucking under their roof.
I came out, like, when I brought him home, I was like, hey, Mom, like, look, I know that you wouldn't want me to
shoot you. Hang on. We didn't. There's a round table discussion about this before we, Mum. I know
this
you
beforehand
have some.
Or was he? Yes, okay.
Hey, Mum. So I don't usually do this, but it was really bad when we did it last time.
So
it
I want to do over.
I just think I owe it to myself.
We were gonna fuck while skydiving, but we thought that this was safer in the room. Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure, Zane, that's almost exactly what I said. And he's just standing there next to me being like, yep.
Oh, wait, so he's there.
I thought this was a discussion.
Lord above.
It just gets so much.
Brooke, you're not allowed to make up stories and then bring them on.
This is my favorite story so far.
You can't do this.
So the poor guy is standing next to you while you're saying, Mom, I thought
you'd
be Mr. disappointed
if I
had sex in a park or something. So can we go upstairs and do it now?
Yep, pretty much.
To make sure that we can give each other a better score.
Look, we're just...
I was like, look, you want me to stay safe?
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, okay, we'll never speak of this again. And like,
I expected her to be like, well, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom. So here's a tray full of condoms and have a fun time.
Yeah,
you
what do you want, water?
She was just like, go for it. Like,
oh,
whatever.
No.
Like, I don't. She's like, and then when he left the following morning, because I had to drive him home. He didn't have a car because his car's in like South Australia. So I had to drive him home before I started work the next day. And I get home and my mum's like, look, I don't care that happened. All I can say is please just move on. It's been 7 years.
Say, please move.
Please
like
move,
out of my house.
I just want a round of applause for your mum.
Yeah.
Well done, the real MVP.
Oh, that poor, that I'm just laughing at that guy standing there in your kitchen. Just, so this is Barbie and the first
remember
round wasn't
from,
as good.
From high school, do you remember? Do you remember Craig from high school? We need to bang it out.
We're here for the, and the less details the better. We're here for the do-over. The what, love?
We need to do great. Each other over upstairs. Yeah.
Just like, you know. Improve what we'd done. So.
Oh my god!
So that's where that story ends.
Hang on.
Liz needs
How
some information.
How was the do-over?
It was okay. It was better.
He improved his score.
Yeah, he improved his score.
But he might not be graduating this semester. Right. It might be a summer school.
Like, it wasn't groundbreaking, but I don't know. It was good. Like,
well, like, you're still friends now and he'll be listening to this.
He will listen to this and he'll think it's fucking hilarious.
Sorry, Craig. We it's all in good
we
fun, my friend.
We need now Craig to contact us and give us your score.
Oh, I know. Fuck the score. I need your point of view about being... Listen, Craig, all right? Tom Harris here. How are you? I need your story, your point of view of being in lovely Brooke's house with her lovely parents while she's putting this information to them. Okay, thank you very much. Please get in touch. So that's Brooke's story. Wow.
So fun.
And like,
fun.
I'll just add, like, we still made out another two times after that. So like,
I mean, fun. Good.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, right, like, I get why your mum's saying, please move on. It's been 7 years. But like, if you're having fun, why bother moving on? If it's not hurting anybody, as long as it's not hurting anybody,
yeah, that's right.
As long as he doesn't have, you know, something I should have done 7 years ago. And also now, will you marry me? Like, as long as we're not there and we're just having fun, then... I don't think you need to get over anything.
Yeah. Mm. That's kind of how I figured. I was like, well, I'm having fun. I'd just gotten out of a long-term relationship that I wasn't happy in. And it was kind of like, well, let's just have sex with somebody else.
Well, now I'm wondering if the time that I snuck somebody in the house so that I could have sex with them, I should have just brought them into the kitchen and introduced yeah. them to mum and said, we're just going into my bedroom to bang it out cut now. Out like, she's a sex therapist. She would have dealt with that poorly, but it would have been funny.
A rollicking story, Brooke. The one I will yell at you a little bit for drunk driving.
Yeah, that's
I will
so
yell
true.
At you a lot for drunk driving.
I did it once as well as a young man, only like 200 meters. Don't do it. Yeah. Anyone? No, ever, ever, never, ever do it.
No. All
right? It's bad. We're not here to.
It's really bad.
Right? Everything else in this shit's a show of a story. Yeah, great. Funny, hilarious. But no drunk driving.
Okay, so the biggest lesson learned is don't drink drive ever again.
Yes.
Other lessons learned, Tom?
When high school kids of the world, when your 17-year-old boyfriend won't ask you out or kiss you for the first time, it's like, we're terrified, okay? We are just terrified of you, of our friends finding out, of it going wrong, of it going great. We're just terrified. We don't know about you as women. We don't know about you, right? So that's why we're terrified. So when you guys come up and you're like, so is there something you need to ask us? We're like, yep, we're just terrified.
I actually think I think that's a good thing because it's almost like you're giving him the I'm going to say yes, basically, yes. By saying, but I also think don't be scared to just say, will you go out with me?
Yeah,
it's a simple thing to say to someone.
You're all terrified. Yeah. Give it a go. If all your friends are saying he likes you, she likes you, blah, 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 then chances are you like each other. Mm. Put your big boy, big girl, big person pants on and give it a go.
Yeah.
Or just stare at each other lovingly in the car and be like, okay, cool, thanks. I had a great time. Me too. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. It's really fun spending time with you. Okay.
If you're in that
playing with the hair.
In that moment, yep. Action is needed, right? Some kind of action.
But sometimes, like, I'm so fucking dumb. I had that moment not too long ago and I called a friend and I was like, was that a moment? Did I miss a moment? And they were like, you completely missed a moment. I'm like, fuck me. People are clueless when it comes to everybody's a little bit clueless. Don't think that anybody else has it figured out any more than you do. And so sometimes, you know, just go for it and fuck upstairs while your mum's downstairs. Look. The lesson I've learned is it's better to be safe and having sex in a safe place than it is to be, you know, in a park or in a backseat of a car or getting arrested for public indecency.
Yep.
She says not from experience at all. Oh, no, I wasn't arrested, but I did have police shine a light on me while I was having sex in a park. Sorry, Mum. It's bad. I'm sure Mum would have preferred me having sex at home.
Yeah, that's what that was my thought. That was my thought process.
Zane, lessons learned?
If you have a friend and you have sex with that friend and the sex wasn't great for whatever reason, ask for a do-over. Why not?
Yes!
I can do better. Please let me. Yeah. Please let me show you that I can do better. There's no shame in that. Do it.
We should normalize that. I think we should normalize asking for do-overs if we don't think it's great.
As a straight white man in the straight white man in the room, I'll put my hand up and say, is this a position you want us to be taking as men, like annoying sex pests that we all are? Is this a good thing for us?
As a straight white woman,
hello.
I would be thrilled if someone said to me, that wasn't my best work. Do you think we could have
a
do-over? Because many times I've had disappointing sex and just gone, oh, all right, let's go on with it. If someone went, I can do better, I'd be like, that's fucking A plus for the vulnerability there and A plus for the fact that I get more sex and A plus for the fact that, like, let's both high five after it. It's going to be great.
There we go. That's sort settled it. The court is called.
Court is adjourned.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Okay. Good notes.
What did you learn, Brooke, from this big experience that you had over the course of 7 years?
Well, it's not like, just for clarity, it's not like I waited 7 years.
No, but
it's
like
just
a,
like an ongoing thing.
The epilogue happened 7 years later, though.
Yeah, pretty much. The big thing I learned is that I should have moved out when I was like 20.
Yeah. Hang on. As someone who did move out when she was 18 or 19 and is now very, very, very poor, stay at home as long as possible.
Yeah, if you can.
Exactly.
Like, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. What else did you learn?
I think I learned definitely to let things go. Mm-hmm. But I think the big thing was, like, yeah, it's never going to be that good the second time around. Like, if you're banging your ex-boyfriend, it's just always
going to
be
the
weird.
Nostalgia is going to creep in more than like the these rose colored I wonder what it would have been like glasses are going to make everything seem like it's going to be so much better than it would be.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fun. I mean, both times we did it we were kind of a little bit, well, one we were drunk and the second time we were not as drunk, but still it's like, yeah. I think, and the other thing I learned is, yeah, safe sex. Don't bang in a car. You don't know
what's just not comfy, you guys. Like, you can bang in a car if you want to. It's illegal, but you can if you want to. Yeah. I won't tell the police. But what I will say is that if you have like a small car, like a Mazda 2 or something, there's no room. Yes. And then at the back, the only time – I was going to say the only time it's ever been good, but then I'm like, Mum, shut your ears. The only time it's ever been good, I'm so sorry, is if you – I okay, so
– give her a second.
We were in the middle of nowhere, pulled over, and he was standing outside the car and I was in the car. So there is more space because you're not trying to cram two bodies in the back of the car. Middle of nowhere, probably could have gotten murdered next to a cane field, probably could have been bitten by snakes. It was but anyway, this is the only way that I think it's comfy is if someone is not in the car and someone is in the car. Anyway, end of story. Mum, I'm
hardly,
so sorry.
Hardly car sex in that case, but
car adjacent
sex.
I have one more lesson I would like to tell to anybody who is one of our younger listeners is that if you hear of a friend of yours who is 16 over the age of consent having sex, let's try not to slut shame them.
Yes, yeah, please. Yeah, please, because that is like trauma that has stuck with me over the years.
It sticks with young people forever, and it happens to women more than it happens to men because people go, high five, man, you're a fucking stud.
And it meant men, boys.
And you would have been the homewrecker, not him.
Yeah, and it was him that ended his relationship.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't ever ask him to do that.
Yeah.
So that is something that has stuck with me.
It does.
Over the years.
And men and boys, if you're the one slut-shaming, but also simultaneously complaining that you're not getting enough sex, you can't have it both ways. Mm-mm. Women can't be both having a lot of sex and not enough sex for you, okay? So fucking cut that
Let's try being sex positive and realizing that at the age of 16, in Australia at least, you are legal to have sex with somebody under the age of 18. And then over the age of 18, you can have sex with over the age of 18. That's right, isn't it, producer? I think. So if people are having sex and they're happy and they are both saying yes and there is consent, let's not slut shame because it's just horrible. And when people's minds are so young and squishy and impressionable, it really does make you feel like shit about something that actually, when you become a grown-up, is a really good thing.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Hear, hear. Well, we thank Brooke for coming on with a rollicking story today and a story we haven't had a whole lot about on this show, about looking back at someone in your past and wondering,
having a do-over.
I wonder if we could.
I have a confession. I would probably do it all over again. Fine, like, great. I just think it's funny. I would do it all again.
But most people have someone in their past that has slipped you can't help but wonder. I wonder if it would work out either in the bedroom or dating or whatever. So I like the story and encourage more.
All right, I've remembered another story that I can tell you on another episode.
Excellent. See, it's all about asking the right prompts. Send in your stories, your requests,
I want to hear your do-overs. I want to hear the times that you've had a do-over. I want to hear the times that you've had sex with an ex and how it was. Mm. I want to hear stories of the times when you had the guts to ask someone out and how that happened. I want to hear the times when you've talked about sex with your parents and what happened with that. I want all of the stories based on this episode. ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast and fill out our form. It's a super easy little form to fill out that basically gives us the dot points of your story and a way to get in contact with you, because that is sometimes difficult.
We also have a cool, nifty little Facebook group bouncing around the internet, Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. Join past guests, fans of the show there. It's become a self-running little ecosystem where we post questions and prompts for other people to unpack. And tell everyone about the show. Yes, please. You. I'm sick of asking. Ghosts of boyfriends pass. If everyone... All right. I can't brag about how well this little show is doing. I don't have it within me, but it's doing quite well. All right. Quite well, everybody. And we can do like a...
We're charting in the United Arab Emirates. The Middle East, can I just say?
We're charting in the Middle East this week. So it's happening. It's all happening. We can shave a little bit more percentage points off this show. If everyone... Everyone! Yes, you... I know you're driving. I don't want to hear it. Tell someone about Ghost of Boyfriends Pass.
Open your window and yell yes, it out at right. some poor passerby.
Be the change you want to be. See, you want Tom to see in the world. a month from now, when you haven't told anyone about it, about this little show, you'll kick yourself. Oh, I've let Tom down. That poor guy. He asked me to share the show and I haven't.
And come look, on. I just want to say one more thing is that we recently celebrated the fourth birthday of yes. this show back in September. And I am incredibly grateful to both my amazing co-host Tom and my incredible producer Zane for saying yes to my silly little idea. And it's just been a wonderful 4 years, and I hope we can continue making this podcast for many more.
Oh, hear, hear. That's very sweet, Liz. You've dudded me here by being really nice, really, really, and really sweet and really genuine. So I'm just going to accept that and thank you.
It's not often that it happens. So, yeah. Anyway, in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us, Brooke. We have loved having you yes. in.
Come oh, back, thank please, you for having back. Me. Oh, don't
and
worry, I
please
will.
Please come back. We want to hear all of your stories.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.